JRH. We're here to kick off this hour with, what are we here to kick off this hour with, DJ Rybands?
I don't know. I think let's start talking about the Olympics right away.
All right. How much of the Olympics have you watched?
Yeah, I watched the opening ceremony, and then I've watched a couple of highlights. Unfortunately, I really haven't actually watched any of it. Oh, no, that's not true. At practice yesterday, we watched a little bit of hockey. It was women's hockey versus, it was the U.S. versus the Olympic athletes from Russia.
Okay.
Because, of course, you know, they're not allowed to actually participate in Russia this year. As far as I know, we won. It was 1-0 when I stopped watching. I'm going to get the official score on that one. But hockey, I think, is the sport that I'm most looking forward to in the Olympics.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when they start the men's competition?
No, I don't. I'd say it's pretty soon. Normally, the men's and women's parallels each other mostly in time.
Yeah, because that's like a whole tournament. They have to play round robin stages, not round stages.
Yeah. I'll get that answer for you. But I think there aren't that many NHL players for the U.S.
There aren't
playing
any,
hockey, right?
There are no NHL players playing in the tournament at all.
And it was something about
the NHL wouldn't pay the insurance,
yeah.
So if they got injured, the Olympic Committee would be liable, and they didn't want to have to pay. So it really comes down to the Olympic Committee being stingy.
Yeah, but at the same time, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. So I did find out here. So yesterday the U.S. won 5-0 against the Russian team. And I saw the Russian team had to start off. They played Canada and then the U.S. back to back.
Ouch!
I think they lost both by 5. It's a rough start for your tournament. But they were saying actually, so all the Russian athletes, you know, most of them were banned. So a lot of them can now compete kind of as individuals. So they had a complete turnover in their roster. So this is like their second string roster with everybody.
In Russia?
For the Russian team, yeah. So, I mean, understandably, they're not as good.
Yeah. But at the same time, maybe they shouldn't have been doping, you know?
Like, you mean that? They cheated.
I mean, don't cheat if you don't want to overhaul your roster.
Let's see.
I mean, I've watched a little bit. I watched Shaun White compete for gold. Halfpipe.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that whole thing. Saw him win it.
Did he win by a lot?
Not as much as I would have expected, but he won nonetheless.
Okay. Yeah,
I just think watching him, he's I think in a category of his own, because this amount of speed and height he gets just allows him to do next level tricks compared to everybody else in the field.
Maybe now that he cut his hair, he's more aerodynamic too.
I don't like
less
him.
Drag.
I don't like him with the.
You don't think he looks as cool?
Yeah, I think he doesn't look like now. He looks like he has like a real job and like maybe does something with his life. Like I like the, oh hey, I just hang out on the slopes and snowboard all day, Shaun White.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when he first came on the scene, I think he was 15, and longer hair I think was even cooler back then. So it made sense. He had the perfect look at that young age. But now he's, what, 34?
Yeah, I guess
he kind of has to, you know, see the writing on the wall. Can't snowboard forever.
Yeah.
I think he looks good. I think he looks clean.
I mean, he looks good. He just doesn't like... He doesn't fit the... Not stereotype, but, like... Sort of vibe that I would expect out of Shaun White.
Okay, yeah. You could almost say stereotype. It's not traditional Shaun White, not vintage Shaun White.
Exactly.
But he's still good. Still
has absolutely.
A lot of ability. Yeah. You don't know, does he have more than one event? Does he do downhill and
just
halfpipe?
Just halfpipe.
So I wonder if
they don't have downhill and snowboard.
Slope style.
They have slope style and they have snowboard cross.
Okay. That's like four person race.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think that's exciting. I don't know if we're doing that soon.
Yeah, he might not be doing that.
Well, no, he does not do that.
Do you think... What would you do if you're on the Olympic team? You can stay there for the entire time, or you can leave. Would you stay and watch? I would, too.
I'm there, and like people are probably paying for it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they're like, that's a free vacation in South Korea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I know there was the one the one other snowboarder, the American snowboarder, the 17-year-old Red Gerard.
Sure.
He said that he won, well, he did win the first gold medal for the U.S., and it was like day two. But he's competing in another event, and he said he was going to go home in between. So he was there, competed, won, flew home. So he's at home right now in like Colorado or something, and then he's going to fly back to compete.
Well, maybe he wanted to like get more practice in.
Maybe. Maybe he had to go back to school too. He's probably in high school.
Maybe.
He was like, oh, I really got to take that math test. Sorry. Got to get back.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. I have to go win a gold medal.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if he could win two gold medals?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Show and tell.
Meanwhile, what have you done with your life?
What have I done with my life? I had a 13th place medal in a golf tournament one time.
Oh.
Yep. League championship. And then I finished fourth in the division, in the district, and I got snubbed because I was tied for fourth. So I didn't actually get the medal. The other kid got the medal. Other than that, no trophies to show for in my life. I know.
It's a shame.
I know.
I have no golf trophies or medals to show for.
So. Okay.
You're doing pretty well.
Thank you, sir. I'll start wearing them. I'll send you a Snapchat of me biting my medal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You ever just walk around with your medals on naked, you know, when you're home alone?
No, I can't say that I have.
A king in his domain.
Also, what do you think, so these 17-year-olds winning, these young kids winning, do you think that they go back to school and they just wear their medal in class?
No.
To high school? What about graduation? Do you think they wear it? Like, people are wearing honors cords and all kinds of other things. Think they wear their gold medal?
Probably not. I feel like if I won a gold medal, like, that's going in a trophy case that's not getting touched.
Ever?
No. Yeah. It's just going to sit there.
I don't know. If I won a trophy, like a big trophy, like a big glass trophy, obviously there's nothing practical to do with that anyway. So, yes, it's going to be displayed. And I would display my medal, too, but I think it's more practical. I would wear it at least for a little bit. Like, it's not like I'm going shopping, I'm going to the grocery store, hey, I'm going to throw an accessory on and throw my gold medal on. Like, that's not the time I would use it. But I would definitely have it out all the time. I'd let people try it on.
Oh.
I'd use it.
Okay. I wouldn't do that. I like.
You'd be
away.
Selfish. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't win it. I won it.
Yeah, but
I obviously didn't win anything. Now, I know you haven't watched any of the figure skating, but I remember in 2008... the Beijing Olympics, the gymnasts for China, they got their medals revoked because they found out that they were too young.
Oh, so really?
I was watching some figure skating the other day, and I started looking at some of the Chinese and North Korean figure skaters, and they're looking pretty young, some of the girls. There's this one girl, I think she was from North Korea, and she, I swear she couldn't be older than 10, like 10, 12.
I think we should send a letter in. Have this double checked.
Yeah.
It's the only way. They'll just have them, before they go out to perform, they're backstage, they put a ton of makeup on them to make them look older. And then send them out, forge a couple of documents. You can make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honestly, why is there an age minimum? What difference does it make?
In gymnastics at least, it's got something to do with like pushing girls too hard. Because gymnastics and pertaining like the figure skating stuff with all the flexibility and stuff they have to like use, it's very rough on like their developmental stages. So they start doing that, and then also additionally, it gives them an edge. Because if you're smaller and younger, like when certain things like uneven bars become a lot easier if you're small.
You think even uneven bars where you have to, because if you're too small, you couldn't even get to the other bar.
Well, I mean you can do giants in between without having to open your legs. Like, if you ever watch Nasty Lugan, I think she's, first of all, she's like 5'4". She struggles because she's so tall comparatively, and she has to like open her legs when she does giants.
Mm.
So it's a disadvantage, and then there's the girls that are shorter.
She's 5'3", 5'3", 110. That's really small.
Yeah. But, and she's, if you look at her compared to all the other ones, like, she's a giant, comparatively, so.
I think, should we get back into a song? Maybe we come back, if a caller wants to call in, talk about what sport they would want to compete in the Olympics in most, or really anything else. I know there's a certain caller in particular that likes to call and heckle, If he doesn't like what we're talking about, we'd welcome his opinion. Or anything else. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Do we have a song prepared?
We do not have a song prepared.
Okay.
So we should probably find a song to listen to.
Let's see. What do you want? You usually have some good ideas.
Dude, I haven't been very diligent.
You know what? It's super random, but I know one of our listeners is going to like this song. Could you play Blue by Eiffel 65?
Oh my goodness. That is, well, it's coming up anyways.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, I've been need, I've been dying, 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 I've been need, I've been dying. I'm blue, I've been need, I've been dying, 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 I've been need, I've been dying.
what's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, but I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Sunglasses After Classes on 104.9 WJRH. I'm here with Dans, and we're going to be listening to. We're going to be doing some quizzes.
Yes. Some Olympic themed quizzes for our Olympic special today. And a lot of them, they're going to be a little bit of trivia, and then also some. The aviator has one lined up for which Olympic sport we'd be most fit to play. So
the first one is, how much do you know about the Olympics? And also, I'd like to point out, during this segment we would very much invite a caller to chime in if they want to partake in any of these quizzes.
Yes.
Again, you can call us at 610-330-5316.
Yes, and you can also find that phone number on the WJRH.com webpage or on our Facebook page.
Or if you know us personally, you could check a group chat and maybe it would appear in there. So, our first quiz is, how much do you actually know about the Olympics? Now, I guess I'm at the computer.
Okay, so I have it up on my computer too if you would like to take the quiz.
Okay, I could take the quiz. All right. You found the quiz, so
yes,
we can take it.
So I will ask you the questions and you can just follow along if you want.
All right.
So, I think, I don't know, it's probably 10 questions, but... The first modern Olympic Games were held in what year? 1898, 1896, 1900, 1904.
I would say 1896.
Okay, I'm going with 1896. Correct. Do you know where it was, or was that a complete guess?
I believe it was in France.
Okay. Yeah, the first modern Olympics were held in 1896 in Athens, Greece, actually.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they made it really easy because, like, you can tell when the Olympics are if you just, like, divide by four.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
Well, all those were multiples of four.
No.
Yeah.
98?
Subtract
1906.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it really just narrowed it down to two, and I knew it took place in the...
Nice, good work.
The 1800s. Easy money, Ryan. Easy game.
Okay, question number two. What sport was not part of the first Olympics in ancient Greece? Handball, boxing, equestrian events, wrestling. I have a guess for this one.
I would have to say boxing.
Okay, you're going to go with boxing? I was going to guess handball, and handball is correct.
Okay.
Handball just seems like a really modern sport. Handball, honestly...
You'd be surprised. There's lots of variations that stem back to Mayan and Aztec culture.
Okay, actually, yeah. So it says handball was first introduced as a sport in Scandinavia and Germany in the 19th century. So, I mean, it actually came to, like, the modern world. And it says it became part of the Olympics in 1936.
Okay.
So, question number three. When was the first Winter Olympics? 1904, 1908, 1916, or 1924?
I go with 1924.
That's what I was going to say, too, yeah. They had to come pretty far after. Yep, you're correct. Weren't held until 1924, but it does not say where. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, well.
Okay, number four. What gymnast scored the first perfect 10? Mary Lou Retton. This is going to be a complete guess. Nadia Comaneci, Dominique Dawes, or Nellie Kim?
What was the second one?
Nadia Comaneci.
And go with her.
Okay. Picking the Russian.
Because I know she's Russian. Either Russian or Ukrainian.
Correct. Comaneci received a perfect 10 at the Montreal Olympics in 1976. A score so unheard of at the time, the scoreboards literally couldn't properly display it.
Yeah, well, that was, it's a difference from what I know about gymnastics. It was a completely different sport back then. And so, like, the scoring system works a lot differently back then versus how it works now. So,
look how we talked about age of athletes. Look how young she looks.
Yeah.
She's probably 16. All right, question number five. How many countries have never medaled in the Olympics?
A lot. There's a lot of countries.
There's a lot of options here. I mean, this is 80, 76, 88, 73. I mean,
73 is the only odd number.
73 is correct. 73 countries out of, so 202 that have competed still have not won a medal, including Bolivia, Bangladesh, Gambia, and Fiji.
Now, see, is that out of recognized countries or all sovereign nations that claim to be their own nation? Which doesn't.
Yeah, well, it says out of 202 that have competed.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're excluding other small countries that have never competed or just are not recognized. But I also, like, does that count former countries too? Like, do you think East and West Germany are counted in there? And
that's,
you know,
a good question.
Yeah. Other countries?
GDR, FDR, Soviet Union. Obviously, the Soviet Union's one, but.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I think number six. True or false? No one has ever medaled in both summer and winter games.
That's false.
Yeah, that's false.
Easy. Don't even read the explanation. Easy game.
Well, it says. Oh, actually. So it's happened four times. Oh, here's an answer, actually. The most notable was East German in, she did it in the same year, that doesn't make any sense. She won speed skating, and, I'm trying to summarize, it's a long paragraph, and in sprint cycling.
Yeah, I think they didn't make the distinction, like, change the years of the Summer Winter Olympics to, like, the 40s or 50s.
Okay.
They used to happen the same year.
All right, next question. Who was not a member of the 2012 Women's Gymnastics Dream Team?
Oh, boy.
We have five options. Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney, Kyla Ross, Nastia Lukin, Allie Raisman.
I'd have to go with Nastia Lukin.
Yeah, she's definitely older. Correct. Nastia Lukin, she actually competed in the 2008 games. That's what I'm doing. Okay. How old was the oldest Olympian to compete in the Olympics? Now, and it also, for a hint, it has a picture of a guy shooting. So, 63, 54, 72, 80.
63.
63? Wrong. 72. Oscar Swan from Sweden was 72 years old when he won a silver medal in the 1920 Olympics. And he won it in a shooting competition called Running Deer. Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Which Olympian has won the most Olympic medals in history?
Couldn't be Michael Phelps, could it?
Doesn't even matter who the other people are. Yes, Michael Phelps with 22 Olympic medals. The next closest is 14, Larissa Latynina.
I'm noticing, like, a trend. It's, like, very notable history versus, like, obscure counting facts.
Yes.
Like, half of them have, like, they've either been like, oh, name this really famous person from the past, or...
Or guess a random number.
Guess a random number.
All right, how about this one's a pretty good historical one. What do the five Olympic rings stand for? The five pillars of Olympic values: charity, sportsmanship, competition, compassion, and grace. The five original countries that competed in the Olympics. The five original sports that made up the original Olympics. Or the five continents that compete in the Olympics?
I personally know it's the second one, which is the charity, grace, whatever.
Okay. No, it's for the 5 continents that compete in the Olympics. How does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense.
The 5...
Because there's 6.
Well, I guess it must have been originally. Maybe Australia wasn't a part of the first one.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I'd fact-check that, because I've heard the Grace Unity thing.
Here it is. It says, when the original guy designed the symbol, he lumped North and South America together. I think we might need to make a change.
I don't know.
To become 6 rings.
That's. I also don't know about the legitimacy of that one.
Yeah. All right. Which of these was never an Olympic sport? Tug of war, roller hockey, squash, pigeon shooting. My guess is tug of war.
I would say roller skating. Okay. Roller derby.
Roller hockey it was.
Roller hockey.
You still leaving it
in? I'd still stay with roller hockey.
Roller hockey is incorrect. Apparently that was a sport. Squash has never been an official Olympic sport.
Interesting.
Hard to believe that pigeon shooting used to be part of the games.
Not really. It's really close to skeet shooting.
Especially when we talked about deer chase.
Yeah.
It was. All right. Here's our last question.
Jeez. Give me one second.
Yes.
This thing.
All right, our last question is, what city has hosted the Olympic Games the most? We have London, Athens, LA, Mexico City, and Montreal.
Oh, I'd have to go with London.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know they've hosted 3 times.
London is correct. They have hosted the Olympics on 3 separate occasions, 1908, 1948, and 2012. Solid work, Brandon. You got most of those right. What do you think? Should we play a song or go right into...
I mean, I have another quiz ready.
Okay.
If we're not going to get a caller, I think it'd be fun. So it's what Olympic sport should you do?
Okay.
So...
How about... I'll look this one up quick,
and I'll just run it through. I'll ask you.
Okay.
There's only 8 questions. So which events would you like to compete in? Men's events or women's events?
Well, considering I'm a man, I'll vote for men's.
All right. Now.
Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Jeez. Sorry about that. Okay. Are you tall? Not particularly, or ceiling fans are my worst enemy?
What if I'm right in the middle? Ceiling fans have never been my worst enemy, so I guess unfortunately I have to go with not particular. Though I think there should be a middle ground answer of 6 foot. Okay.
When you were you or will you be in your physical prime? They have your student years.
Yes.
Your mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to 30.
Definitely my student years.
Student years. So you're in your prime right now.
Supposedly. Not much of a prime, but it can only go downhill from here.
How badly do you want to win a gold?
Very.
Just one? I'd be fine with the silver or bronze. I'm mostly there for the free stuff.
It's toughie. Because I'm going to go with I'd be fine with silver or bronze.
Yeah.
Which, keep in mind, is also something free.
So, this next one, it says, what's your favorite workout? And this is a bit tough, because it's a GIF. But, they're just GIFs. There's one dog, it's sort of laying on its side. Its legs are going up and down.
Okay.
It's another one, there's a panda. It's doing some rings, some pull-ups.
Okay.
There's a little dog, it's running on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got Snoopy sleeping on his doghouse.
So, only one of them's actually physical. 2 of them are actually physical.
3. But one of them's like, he's...
One of them is yoga, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like...
All right.
He's dressed up.
I'll go with, since you just showed me that, the corgi running on the treadmill was really cute, so I'm going to go with that one.
Scare factor. At an amusement park, you head straight for the tallest coaster, the bumper cars,
mm-hmm.
or the teacups.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the scare factor. I just really enjoy the bumper cars, so I'm going to go with that.
Teamwork. After a long day, I like to curl up on the couch with a book,
mm-hmm.
catch a movie with my better half,
okay.
or rally the squad for a night out.
Let's go with Rally the Squad.
Uniforms. It's Friday night. What are you wearing? No such thing as too much spandex. Athletic leisure. And it depends on which club you're going to.
Oh my god. Well, first of all, I feel like this question is a little bit jaded. It should have taken into account my first answer, because never have I worn spandex. But, oh my god.
You've never worn spandex? I love spandex.
No.
Too comfy.
Alright, well, I do not feel comfortable wearing athletic clothes like sweatpants out in public, so I will go with the last answer.
Depends on which... All right. Now, It's saying your sport is short track speed skating. It requires less endurance, but more agility than regular speed skating. And it's perfect for kids who have their 12th, 13th, and 14th birthdays on a roller rink.
I don't know if it really hit the nail on the head there, but okay, we'll take it.
It also has some interesting stats if you're interested. They have like all the questions you answered, and it has like graphs of why they think you're cut out for that one.
Really? Was this BuzzFeed or is this something else?
No, this is something else.
Okay.
So they have like for the physique question, like you said you weren't that tall, it has like this cool graph that shows like the average heights for all of like the Olympic sports. And like which ones you'd be most likely to be in based on your height.
Okay, so what's the average height for speed skating?
For speed skating, it's a little below 5'9".
Okay, so what's something more in the 6 foot range?
Bobsled.
Bobsled? I could do bobsled.
And then hockey also.
Okay.
Very big. Ski jumping.
Okay.
Biathlon.
Interesting.
Alpine skiing.
Okay.
Luge. Skeleton. Cross-country skiing, speed skating, curling, figure skating, Nordic combined, snowboarding, freestyle skiing.
What,
They also have, like, the average age, U.S. dominance, based on, it's more how many medals you want.
How about, what's the highest average age per sport? Do they have that?
Yeah, I think this is just United States data. Oh, no, this is, yeah, it's just United States data, but... The oldest average age is skeleton, and it's over 30 years old, close to 31 years old.
Okay. Yeah. Is skeleton individual, or is that the two-person one?
That's individual.
That's individual? Yeah. Okay. Which one is two-person? Is that just two-person bobsled? Maybe that's what
it's possible. Yeah, they also do have a two-person luge.
Oh, do they?
Where they're laying on their back.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Well, let's get back to some music. And, yeah? Gonna hit you off with a little bit of Ed Sheeran.
I was 24 years old when I met the woman I would call my own. 22 grandkids now growing old in the house that your brother bought you. On the summer day when I proposed, I made that wedding ring dentist gold. And I asked her father, but her daddy said, no, you can't marry my daughter. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. The Second World War, and she was working on a soldier's ward. Never had I seen such beauty before. The moment that I saw her, Nancy was my yellow rose, and we got married wearing borrowed clothes. We got 8 children now growing old, 5 sons and 3 daughters. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. Hey, 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 hey. streak and a jet black hair. For 60 years I've been loving her. Now we're sat by the fire in our old armchairs. You know Nancy, I adore ya. From a farm boy born near Belfast town, I never worry about the king and crown, cause I found my heart up on the southern ground. There's no difference, I assure ya. She and I went on the run. Don't care about religion, I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border.
To be on time, so let's just enjoy the ride. We can go wherever the road decides, or we can head for the shore, or someplace we've never been before. Just climb in and close the door. We got nothing to answer for. Cause you belong with me, and I belong with you. You belong with me. Take my hand, we got the radio pumping jams. We don't got no map and we don't got plans. We don't gotta follow anyone's demands. Feel the wind blowing in your hair, the sun on your face and a song in the air. We can go as fast as we'll ever dare, until we see tomorrow in the rearview mirror. Cause you belong with me, and I'm along with you. You belong with me, and I belong with you. I belong with you. You, I belong with you. Get in the car, I'll drive. We got no place to be on time, so let's just enjoy the ride. We can go wherever the road decides. Cause you belong with me, and I belong with you. You belong with me, and I belong with you. You belong with me, and yeah, I belong with you.
this night is dead. I won't regret the words I've said.
Not on. Hello, and welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. We're going to be doing a giveaway segment.
Yes.
So, if there's a caller out there who could call in and answer a question, they will be receiving some Sunglasses After Classes merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this will be our, well, I guess it's our second giveaway, but it's going to be our first one with merchandise. We know we have a lot of dedicated listeners out there. So if you're listening, we're not going to have you on the spot. We're going to start playing the music again right away. But call in within the next 15 minutes before our show ends. And if you're correct, you will receive our merchandise item.
So the question is, we were talking earlier about a U.S. gold medalist mm-hmm. in the men's slopestyle competition. He is 17 years old.
Yes.
So if you can call in and tell us the name of this guy, you will win yourself some Sunglasses After Classes merchandise.
Official
merchandise of Sunglasses.
We might even autograph it. We'll see.
Maybe. So, again, you'd be calling into 610-330-5316.
And again, we are looking for the U.S. gold medalist in slope style. And there's a men's slope style, yes. And there's a hint, he is 17 years old.
All right, now we're going to be going straight back to some music. And remember to call in if you want to receive merchandise.
Sensors making waves with thoughts to give. Can you hear me?
So, in a surprising turn of events, our normal listeners were not listening. They were doing their laundry and now have showed up. So, we actually have some guest stars today. We have Matt
Agostinelli.
Hi, yes. Guys. My name is Baloney Cheeks Freckle.
Baloney Cheeks Freckle. And we have...
I just want to cut you off there, Ryan.
Okay.
Once again, this show, for the third week in a row, is complete baloney. I do not endorse listening whatsoever, mm-hmm. even though I'm a consistent listener. And turns out, guest star.
Yes. Yes, so they were uninvited, but they showed up, and now we are going to abuse them, both verbally and maybe physically.
So we have to take a quiz, but we have to boogie through this
with
quiz.
We have
6 minutes left, just so you know.
So Matt, Salami Legs Freckle, has agreed to take the same quiz of which Olympic sport would you play? So without further ado, let's get started.
So, first question is gender. Would you like to compete in men's events or women's events?
Men's events, please. Wait, Brandon, real quick. Is that smell your salami leg or Ryan's salami leg?
It is actually Spencer's salami leg.
Yeah. All right, mm-hmm. Spencer's.
Just want to, it's a new smell.
I just
want to
clarify
room.
Some of the salami legs
right.
in the room.
All right, so physique, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'8".
Would you say not particularly? Or ceiling fans are my worst enemy?
Should I add my salami leg on my height?
Sure.
That's part of the weight.
I'm about 6'3".
So ceiling fans are your worst enemy?
No, no.
No, they're not? Okay.
No, they're not.
So age, when were you or will you be in your physical prime?
I was
your
about,
student years, uh-huh. your mid-20s, or closer to 30?
When I was in peak physical condition, I played for the West Milford Wild Pack baseball team. I was about 8.
Peaked at 8?
So pre-student years.
So student years?
Yeah, go for it. That's second grade.
U.S. dominance. How badly do you want to win a gold medal? Just one gold medal? I'd be fine with silver or bronze. I'm mostly there for the free stuff.
Well, you see, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't carry just one salami leg, but 3 salami legs. So probably the gold medal.
Just one gold medal? So you want all of the gold medals?
All of the gold medals.
Does carrying 3 salami legs age you in that venture?
Yeah, so that's actually proportional to my competitiveness.
Okay, now you got to come over here for this next one. It's actually a gift. Showtime. It says, what's your favorite workout?
Oh.
And if our viewers remember, this was the one with all the GIFs. So.
So wait, the video Brennan just showed me was of a bunch of perverted animals. And I'll be the dog showing its privates.
Oh. All right. Scare factor. Mm-hmm. You're at an amusement park. You head straight for which ride? The tallest roller coaster, mm-hmm. the bumper cars, or the teacups?
I think that's a loaded question, Brandon. I'm going to pass.
See, when Matt goes to the amusement park, he heads straight to the bathroom, usually. Because it's...
I mean, you know,
my bladder is massive. I pee once every 6 to 7 hours.
If you do not answer this question, we can't get your results.
Go for the bumper cars.
Bumper cars?
I'm really a speedster.
So teamwork. After a long day, you like to curl up with a couch with a book, catch a movie with my better half, or rally the squad for a night out.
After a long day, you say?
Yeah.
Are we talking like a long weekday? Or a long maybe Saturday?
Maybe you had a fluids test.
A long week. And then it's Friday.
It's Friday.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go shopping at the grocery store. And I'm going to pick up as much red meats as I can find. And I'm going to throw it all over you guys, because that's what this show is.
So rally the squad for a night out.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm going to go out. And we're going to go grocery shopping.
Okay, uniforms. It's a Friday night. What are you wearing? No such thing as too much spandex, athleisure, or depends on which club you're going to.
Well, for those of you who know me, it should be surprising I have clothes on right now. So, as little clothes as possible.
So, no such thing as too much spandex?
Sure.
You got bobsled.
Yes! I knew I would get it!
It's, get ready to endure a lifetime of cool runnings jokes.
Cool what?
And Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team.
We'll watch it this weekend.
All right.
It's a good one.
Yeah, we're going to have to now. And we have a bunch of stats if you'd like to look at them, but probably won't be very interesting to any of the viewers. Is there anyone else out there?
Nobody waiting now.
All right. So here, you want to come look at the stats?
Sure.
So they show your, where your height would be on a compared to the national average. Bobsled's actually the tallest sport. They're bulky.
I'm like the shortest guy.
Yeah, no, that's why it says doesn't match.
Oh.
So the red ones don't match. Like, the green ones do match. Also, bobsled doesn't match this one because you're too old. You're too young. Not old enough. It does match your desire to win gold, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Domination. Strength. Ooh. Lower body strength. Upper body strength.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, so... You know, bobsled it's very important about the acceleration at the beginning, so you need to have strong legs. Do you think you'd be at a disadvantage with salami legs, or is that giving you an advantage?
Well, salami legs are actually pure muscle. So, and as I mentioned before, I carry 3. Okay. So I have 3 over 2 times whatever propulsion you guys can muster.
Yeah. Times 1.5 boats?
Yeah, about a boat and a half conversion ratio.
Okay.
You know, I saw a meme today, and it was just boats carrying boats, but they're shipping boats places on a boat.
That's cool.
It's also carrying other boats.
Brandon, can you repeat that for the viewers?
So there's,
I think I got lost in all the
there's
boats
on a boat that are being shipped to another boat.
Okay.
Is the ship another boat? Or are they being shipped on a ship?
They're being shipped on a ship towards another ship. What is also a boat. But they're boats.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
That is extremely
clever. It's a cool ending to the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in, if anyone's out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
And, yeah, again, thank you to our guest stars for appearing on our show today. We really appreciate your enthusiasm.
This is a Baloney Cheeks Crackle.
Yeah.
Coming in to sign off.
All right, so from here at WJRH.
Yes, again, thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes. We will be back again next week, next Thursday, from 1 to 2, possibly with more guest stars, possibly with more quizzes. We'll see what happens.
But until then, keep your pants pulled up.
Yep, keep your shoes
tied. Thank you very much.
Disregard that advice.